This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States called on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations after the Taliban's insistence that there won't be any peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, a Taliban spokesman, Swali Shaheen, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in a country on the precipice. During a telephonic news briefing, the State Department principal deputy spokesperson, Jelena Porter, said that we call on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations to determine a political roundup for a roadmap for Afghanistan's future that leads to a just and durable settlement. Tens of thousands of young immigrants in the U.S. without legal status are now in limbo once again after a court ruling last week declared the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal. The ruling bars new applicants from being approved, but immigrants and advocates have said that they will appeal this decision. It is the latest twist for the program that offers deportation protections for young immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. It has faced a constant stream of court challenges since then-President Barack Obama created it in the year 2012. Applicants who have submitted their applications hope that the program will once again open up. There is more available at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.